Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ghost. We're nearing the 200 episode mark of EPP bonus episodes with Real Ghost Stories Online, and they just keep getting better and better.
I walked down the hall. Something was wrong. One of the doors to the old classrooms was open. I wish I would have ran past, as I can still see what I saw in my mind today. Standing on top of the desk in the middle of the room, staring right at me, was a little boy. His face was pure white. And when I say white, I mean literally white. And his eyes were very dark, sunken back into his skull.
When you sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com, you get access to every single EPP bonus episode and exclusive video content as well. There's now two ways to be an EPP. You can sign up for $5 a month through our website or follow the link at ghostpodcast.com to become an EPP through Patreon.
I finally decided to talk to this freaking thing and demand answers. Alone, I sat in the quiet and asked if there was anything there. I told it to let me know it was listening.
Membership started just $5 a month with bonus tier options on Patreon at $10 and $20 levels with extras including advanced commercial-free episodes of our regular show, bonus perks, and more.
After a moment, there was a knock on the wall. I was scared but pissed, and I said, "Are you the one who won't leave me and my son alone?" Which was followed by three loud bangs on my wall. I cried and ran and hid. I couldn't do this anymore.
This show can only survive through your support of being an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com and keep Real Ghost Stories Online on the air. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. The phone number's 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost story with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just call that number, and you can share it there. Or you can always write it on the website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Or even email your audio file if you want to record it that way on your smart device. Just email it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing doing lovely. I'm looking forward to hearing some ghost stories. As always, it's kind of fun. Like I enjoy the beginning of the week of getting back into the swing of doing the show. We had a couple days of not doing the show, and it's kind of like a refresher. It's like, all right.
Sure.
Ghost story time. Unless I miss it. So here we are. Of course, if you like the program, please press subscribe, whatever platform it is you listen to us on. It helps us grow the show. Reviews help as well. Even if you left us a review several years ago, go back and leave another one. That would be greatly appreciated as we continue to exist. And more folks tend to find us every single day. Let's go over to our first caller and hear a ghost story. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, y'all. My name is Tori. I'm from Florida. I've always been a little sensitive, so there's been a lot of weird things that have happened in my life. One of my favorite stories to tell, and it's probably one of the less scary ones, is my doppelganger story. So I moved into my grandma's house about 3 years ago, and I wound up with a random roommate who turned out to be a really bad guy, just had really bad vibes about him. He wasn't paying rent, so I was trying to get him to move out, and he was causing me a lot of stress. There was a lot of bad energy in the house, and one day he comes home, and it's dark, and the light's off in the living room, but he sees me sitting there with a book, and I've got my head down, and he can't quite tell anything about my face, and he finds it a little odd, but of course, because we hadn't been getting along, he didn't really question it. He went in his room, and about an hour went by, and he came back out, and he decided he was going to say hey to me. He said hey, and I nodded, and he went in the kitchen. Well, while he's standing in the kitchen making a sandwich, actual me walked in the front door, and he looked at me, and he goes, "How did you get outside? You were on the couch." And I said, "Well, no, I've been in town." I went to head for my room. And he takes off in the living room, turns on the light, And there's a book sitting on the couch, but there's no person there. And he freaks out, and he's like, no, you were in there. You're playing a trick on me. And I'm like, no. And he goes, no. He's like, it had to be you. And I looked at him, and I said, well, quite honestly, my grandma probably sees the stress that you're causing me and wanted to give you a little fright. And he just was so freaked out, went into his room, didn't speak to me. The next morning, I get up, and he had packed all of his stuff, and he had left, completely gone. Just, and I guess my grandma freaked him out that bad. And I had another time where my ex had laid his hands on me, and a glass bowl went flying at him from the kitchen counter, probably about 3 or 4 foot, and landed at his feet. So to this day, I joke that my grandma haunts my house. She's the one that makes sure nothing bad happens and keeps an eye out for me. And it's just kind of funny that she chose to freak out the roommate. I hope y'all use this, and if I hear it, I'll call in with some more. I have a demon story from an abandoned sports arena. I've got another haunted house I lived in. I've got actually another doppelganger story that doesn't have to do with my grandma. But I would love to hear this, and I love y'all's show. I'm so glad y'all do something for those of us who experience paranormal events.
So essentially, in this case, you're talking about, is it a ghost creating a doppelganger to do its deeds?
I think it's a ghost coming in as somebody else to freak the, okay, the person out. Well done, Grandma. Mission accomplished.
So is that truly a doppelganger then, if it's just taking on the looks of somebody else? Or I always kind of thought doppelgangers are almost like something to themselves. I mean, it fits a lot of it, but
I would throw it in the doppelganger category in that it is something not any longer alive, mm-hmm, taking on the appearance and actions of somebody who is.
It sounds like the Jennypedia version,
I guess,
of it.
Because, you know, sometimes I think they're not good things trying to mimic live people. But in this case, mm-hmm, I don't think Grandma's in the bad category, but she was a spirit taking on the shape and actions of somebody else to accomplish something.
There you go. I like that. Thank you for sharing that. And yes, we would love to hear your other stories. So please do call them in. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Hey, every business needs great people. The issue that a lot of them run into these days, and if you're someone in that position, whether you're the person that's hiring or the business owner, it's not always the easiest to find them. Something better than just posting the job out there onto random boards and hoping that the right people see it would be this: ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter knew there's a smarter way. So they built this platform and finds the right job candidates for you. Saves you time. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applicants that you receive, so you never miss a great match. Right candidates, they are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, you guys can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ghost. 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 Check it out for yourself. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Let's go to another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. This is Marisol calling from California. Called a couple times before. I've just never really used my name because, I don't know, never really did. But, yeah, some of my stories have made it on air, and I've been wanting to share stories of my boyfriend's house, and he comes from, like, his family's background was not the best, and I know there were a lot of times where there were really, really, really tough and rough arguments with his parents and between him and his mom. So I felt like that house had a lot of really bad energy. And his parents currently divorced, or they're going through a divorce, so they have to sell the house, and they've been on this process of trying to sell the house, and it's been taking forever. But once he told me that they were going to move and they had to sell the house, whenever I would be around or whenever I would be inside the house, like, I just felt like just that energy, like, I don't know how to describe it. And I would always tell him, like, babe, like, I feel like something's watching us, or I feel like something's in the room. Like, can you switch me sides on the bed? Like, it was just really, really uncomfortable to be there at times, just because of what I felt around me. And after some time, we would start hearing little sounds here and there, like things falling and like the lights twitching, and that could be, you know, anything, you know, like an electrical problem or something. But just like little things started happening. And finally, this weekend, they're going to be moving out. So last night, I spent the night, because it was his last night there. I spent the night, and I started having, like, really bad nightmares. Like, my nightmares are not your typical, like, nightmares of other people. Like, other people would describe, like, oh, I had a nightmare, like, of me falling or of me being lost in the woods or something. Like, no, mine are scary. Like, things I can't explain, things that you hear on your show, like, stuff like that. So I had, like, my usual nightmares, and I woke up, and I was just trying to calm myself and just started praying, because usually that's what I do when I start getting them. It really helps me calm down. And I started praying, started trying to, you know, I was just trying not to think of my dream or my nightmare. And I started hearing, like, the water bottle kind of, like, crack, which is weird because it was, like, I don't remember the time, but it was past 2 for sure. It was past 2 a.m. And so I started hearing, like, the water kind of crack, the water bottle crack. And I tried to ignore it. I was like, okay, whatever. And then I started looking towards his door. And from the corner of my eye, I see, like, this little boy. I see this curly-haired boy, light skin. He looked very much real. Like, it's not like, oh, it was transparent or... No, like, it was a full body apparition, and the boy was standing sort of, like, next to the bed and was facing away from me. So all I saw was, like, the right side of his cheek and, like, the right side of his body, and he was just kind of staring, like, straight ahead. And so when I noticed him, I was like, what the heck? So, like, I kind of, like, shook my head and, like, tried to open my eyes wider, and it was gone. So now I'm, like, stuck in, like, was that really me seeing something, or was that just my eyes? And I don't know. But as soon as, like, I shook my head and, like, I started focusing more, I didn't see anything else. And I tried to look around my surroundings to see if anything that I was looking at kind of resembled, like, a body or something, but I there was nothing. It was just really weird. But yeah, it was just weird because this whole time, like, I felt this kind of energy, and what are the odds on the last day, like, I see something, and I see something right after I just had, like, my scary dreams. But I don't know, I didn't really feel scared at the little boy. He was, because all I saw was, like, the right side of his body, and I couldn't see his whole face. But it was just really weird and really, 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 really odd, because, I mean, I told my boyfriend as soon as we woke up, and I told him what happened, and he said, well, that's weird, like, I've never seen that. But I know he's told me in the past that he's been feeling a little weird around the house, and like, little things are happening, like, to the point where his dad has told him, like, oh, don't turn off the lights to the restroom or something like that, you know? I don't know. It was just it was just weird. And I don't know if it had to do something with the fact that it was their last night there or more activity started happening because the house knows it's moving. I mean, the house knows that they're moving away. I don't know. It was odd, to say the least. Anyways, thank you for listening to me and sharing my story. If you do, if you don't, it's fine. I'm the one that has called before saying they can't fully commit to becoming an EPP because weird stuff starts happening to me whenever I start listening to your show continuously or consecutively. But yeah, I'm that girl. Anyways, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
I think that it's, from all the stories that we've had, it's not uncommon for you to feel a presence while you're living someplace, but then right before you leave, it kind of shows itself, like, I was here the whole time, bye, have a nice life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the only time you'll ever see the ghost, but you know that it's there the whole time you're living there.
It's just always part of it.
It's always part of it, yeah. But they are kind of like, you know, the big finale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like our show, become an EPP, extra podcast person. I just put a whole bunch of bunk bed bells in a box the other day and are sending those out. So if you've been waiting for one for a little while, it should be on its way shortly. Or already out by the time you hear this. But if you want a bunk bed bell, still got a bunch of those. You sign up to become an EPP at ghostpodcast.com. And a yearly EPP membership is how you get that. So you sign up for the full year. You get a bunk bed bell as a thank you. And you also get 1 month of it free. So it's a little added thing for you there. And it helps keep our show on the air. EPPs, of course, extra podcast people, get a bonus episode of the show every single week, access to all of our archive of bonus episodes, almost up to 200 of those now, and just all sorts of other cool, fun, extra stuff on the website. It's at ghostpodcast.com. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Brewskies. This is Marlise. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I guess, first of all, I just want to say how much I love y'all's show, and hopefully the story that I tell you might make it on the air and I can hear it sometime. I have a few other stories I'll call back later and maybe tell you guys, but basically the story that I have is from a couple years ago in my early 20s. I was dating a guy, and him and his friends kept telling me we like to tell each other ghost stories and things like that, so they kept telling me how we needed to go out to this place in Sherman, Texas, which is about an hour and a half drive north of Dallas, right on like the Texas-Oklahoma border. And I guess this building has been a lot of different things, from an orphanage to an asylum, and apparently a lot of things have happened there. But anyways, we all decided one night to go out there really late at night. We took this drive, and you have to park in a kind of rundown apartment building and go through a fence. And, I mean, basically it's trespassing. You're not supposed to be there. But we're young. We do it. We get there, and I know that they've been there before. It's me, my boyfriend, another girl, and two other guys. And so basically you walk up, and it's this huge brick building, you know, if you've seen pictures of old hospitals, picture that. And it's this big building. It also has another building off the side where apparently there are underground tunnels that connect to it. Anyways, we get up to the front door and we start talking. And like I said, they've been there before, and they tell us, okay, well, you and Amanda, which is the other girl, why don't you walk through the house and go up the stairs and meet us up at the other side where there is kind of like I guess maybe it was like a fire escape, but basically it was an outdoor staircase with a door where you could go out to the outside. So anyways, we're a little bit scared, but, you know, we want to show that we're brave, so we're like, okay, well, yeah, we'll meet you there. All we have to do is just walk through this house. And of course, we start through the doorway. And immediately when I walk through the doorway, I just feel this enormous pressure. I don't know what it was. It wasn't to the point that I couldn't breathe. The air just felt immediately thicker. So Amanda and I start walking through the doorway. We go through the house. Of course, it's creepy. We hear noises, but we're kind of just freaking ourselves out. We find the staircase up to the second floor. And like they had told us, you go up the staircase, you're going to make a left, you'll go through a room, and you'll see the door to go to the outside. They had told us, you know, we'll be waiting at the door, just let us inside, and then we'll, you know, go walk around and explore more. Well, when we find the door, we open the door, and no one's there. So we're like, huh, that's weird. Like, it would have literally taken them 30 seconds to go up the stairs and wait for us at the door. Why wouldn't they be here? So we're like, okay, well, why don't we just, you know, wait just a little bit more? Maybe they found something cool and they're looking at it, whatever. So about 5 minutes go by, and of course, you know, we're standing in this creepy building, so we're freaking ourselves out more, and we're like, all right, well, this is weird. Like, what happened? So we walk outside, go down the outdoor staircase, walk all around the building. We're calling their names. We don't know where they are. At this point, we're like, really, what is going on? We're kind of upset because we don't understand why they wouldn't be there. So again, we walk around outside. We can't find them. So we're like, let's just go back to the car. So we make our way back to the car, and we find them sitting there. And we're like, hey, like, what went on? We went through the house. We waited at the staircase. You weren't there. By this time, you know, they're kind of freaked out as well. And they're like, we waited at the staircase for you for literally 20 minutes, and you never came. And so just, it was like, both of us were like, what? You know, we had been there for about what we thought was 5 minutes, and they're saying that they had been there standing there 20 minutes. So basically, that's my story. They swore up and down they waited there. So I don't know if it was some sort of like time warp portal thing that we were stuck in, but we never met each other at the staircase, and both parties swore that they were there. So, again, that's my story. I hope maybe I'll hear it on air. Love your show. Talk to you later. Bye.
That's almost kind of a weird wrinkle in time one, where mm-hmm. two people are experiencing different paces of time.
Why would that be occurring?
I don't know. I almost wonder.
You should.
I almost wonder if something was, you know, purposely messing with them.
Mm-hmm. It seems somewhat conscious, and I always love the wrinkle in time ones because I think it makes it more confusing than anything.
Yeah,
but it does. I mean, it's confusing, but it's compelling all at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I do like those. Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802, our number. Hi.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Jenny. My name is Brandon. I'm from Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm calling to tell you about my Ouija board story. And I have a second story as well. Both of them slightly short. So I'll get, but okay. Ouija board story. I went over to a friend of mine's house, and she was scared because she was conducting a seance in her house because she was convinced that she had spirits. And she had went to the local store and bought the candles, the books, and was reading out of spell books to try to eliminate the spirits from the home. So she sets up the candles and this little pattern and everything, and I'm sitting on the top of the bunk bed, and, you know, I'm thinking, you know, this is hocus pocus. I'm 14 years old at the time. She starts doing her thing and saying things, and saying what's in the book. And like I said, I thought it was all mumbo-jumbo. And then all of a sudden, I'm looking at her, and I'm watching the candles and how they're swaying. And it was like a gust of wind came through, and the candles all went to one side, and then her eyes started rolling back in her head. At this point, I still wasn't convinced. But then the twist came, and that's when all of a sudden there was a loud bang, and I mean a repeat bang on the window. I'm still not convinced at this point, so I went up to the window, I opened the curtains, and I put my hand on the window, and it's still banging as this is going on. At this point, I'm completely convinced. I run outside, and I'm looking all around the house. No way that nobody could have ran that far, that fast, without me seeing it, because of the neighborhood and where we were. There's no way. No way possible. She follows right out behind me, and she burns sage like on the front porch, and she's telling me that's how you get rid of them or what have you. So at this time, I still don't understand about spirits too much, but I'm definitely intrigued now, and it definitely got me wondering what's out there. So that's the first story. Second story is, I have a friend, and I will not say his name, just because this is kind of a sensitive subject, I guess. He had an uncle who was a convicted murderer. Actually, serial killer, if you really want to get technical with it. He used to kidnap little boys, tie them to trees, and kill them. Well, we end up going to his uncle's house, and apparently his uncle dabbled in, the dark arts, Ouija boards, witchcraft, and what have you. Well, we went in there, and this house was dilapidated at the time. Nobody lived there. And we had a group of friends, probably about five or six of us. Everybody was there, had the camcorder. Mind you, there's no electricity in this house. We're going up to the attic where his uncle had dabbled. Now, at this time, I do believe his uncle had been put to death for his, for the murders that he committed. So we're in the house. We're halfway up the steps to the attic, and the light bulb just starts flickering. It hit it three times. Boom, boom, boom. And that's all it took. Every single one of us ran out the house, dropped the camera. Everybody ran outside in the yard trying to catch a breath. Did you see that? Did you see that? Yeah, we saw that. How is that possible? It's not possible. You know exactly what it was, and we all knew what it was. It was something bad. And just thinking about it, we had to go back and get the camera, and just thinking about going back in there gave me the heebie-jeebies. But I tell you what, that was probably one of the scariest things I've ever encountered in my entire life. And I just thought I'd share that with you. Hope to hear this on your show. I love what you guys do. Thank you so much. You keep me very entertained for all hours of the day. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in your story.
I think whether or not the uncle brought in the negative energy.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Jenny. My name is
through what he was dabbling in, or he was the source of the negative energy, it was still in that house.
Yeah, that's kind of a hard one to tell sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you wondered, like, did something else make this person or become this way, did this person attract negative energy because of the way they were?
Right.
The way we were.
No, don't do that.
I don't even know that song.
Good.
That was what? That was Barbara Streisand, right?
It was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know it was a movie, right? And then there was a soundtrack, because I think so. Why don't you ever sit down and watch Barbara Streisand movies with me? I just don't know. I mean,
I know. I'm more of let's watch, Die Hard or something than Barbara Streisand.
The way
no, we don't were. Do that.
Hi,
You're out of here.
So I'm going to try and do this fast because I got cut off on the last one. My name is Zoe, and I'm from Maryland, and this story is about West Virginia. And I'm sorry if you can hear something in the background. It's the rain on my windshield. So my mom, she lives in West Virginia. She got engaged and moved in with her fiance. He had been living in this house beforehand. You know, she was moving in with him, so he had been there for a while now. And I am very empathic. I can feel things, you know, even if there's necessarily nobody there with me that I can see. So, you know, long story short, you know, I went to visit my mom, and she had a stay in a back bedroom. And I was having terrible problems sleeping in this back bedroom. I ended up going and sleeping on the couch. And, you know, I also would struggle really bad with my stomach. Like, I always would vomit. I know that sounds terrible, but every time I would go to visit her house, the three or four times I went to drive and visit, I would get so sick. And I could never figure out why. I just didn't feel comfortable there. And then one day, I just recently, a month ago, drove back to West Virginia to help my mom move. Unfortunately, that engagement didn't work out. And it was so odd because while we were moving, I mean, I felt fine beforehand. And then when we walked into the house for us to move, I started getting ill again. And I had to stop helping packing and go into the bathroom and throw up. I felt terrible, but I just didn't understand. And finally, when we got everything packed up, my mom decided that she was going to tell me that the room in which she had me staying, there was a murder-suicide, and also the house had recently been transformed from a hospice center to a residential home. And so, you know, when she told me that, I was baffled. I was like, oh, my God, thanks for telling me now after the fact. You know, I thought I was going crazy, but I truly believe that those were the reasons, you know, all that, just the death and just the sadness from that murder-suicide. I mean, I just really feel it in my gut, and it made me sick, and I want to know if any other empaths have these experiences that they just chalk it up to like physical problems until somebody tells them something and they're like, oh my God, you know, that's it. It was just a really crazy feeling, and it just made me more confident in my empath abilities, but at the same time, a little sad at the same time that I had to feel that for those people. So I hope to hear this story, and I will call back in again because I have plenty of stories. Thank you.
I think the answer would be yeah. I mean, if you listen to the show for any period of time, you will find that.
So I'm gonna try and do this fast.
It's a setting that's changed on this. I don't like that. A lot of people who have the empathic abilities do very much feel that way.
Yeah.
The more sensitive, the higher you are in the scale, the more likely this is going to be.
I mean, that's definitely on the radar that it was making her sick. Whether or not it was nerves upsetting her stomach or she was just ill because she knew something bad had happened there. I will say, though, being an empath, that she was fairly lucky that it was just confined with as dark of a history as that house had, and especially mm-hmm. that room, that it was just her getting physically ill. She wasn't seeing things, and things mm-hmm. weren't, you know, latching onto her. Things like that. I know that sounds pretty bad when vomiting is the best case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel like with that, maybe it was.
And we have to talk about like the different levels of vomiting as well. Of, you know, is it like I just ate tainted pork vomiting, or is it you know, I'm smelling, you know, the carpet stuff that's supposed to cover up the smell of throw up and makes you throw up, uh-huh. vomiting. Uh-huh. What level is it at?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just glad nothing worse than that happened to her.
I would just imagine that the darker the spirit, the more intense the vomiting experience would be.
Yeah.
Let's talk about vomiting for like the next 5 minutes and just really Fine. Think about it.
Okay.
Intensely.
I would lay money I've thrown up more than you in my life.
You think?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Two pregnancies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I've only been pregnant once.
Oh, gosh. Oh, for Harper, I don't think I ate for like 3 months.
You didn't eat for 3 months?
It seemed like that anytime I ate, it came back up.
Oh, okay.
The first 3 months.
It's like I beg to differ. I think you did when you were with her, but it came back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was like...
Was it her returning it? Was she
It's the hormones that does
it. It wasn't her like pressing the return button. Like,
or kicking my stomach. No.
Sure. Sure.
No.
Well, there you go. And it's interesting because a lot of the things that you did eat and I think kept down, she does like quite a bit of.
I know.
It's very. I hear the same thing though. I think that's how that works. I don't know. Has that ever been medically proven or scientifically proven that does happen? But I just remember my mother saying the same thing to me. She's like, "Well, when I was pregnant with you, I ate a lot of this or that, and naturally, like those seem to be some of my favorite things."
I would think there's a link there, but I don't know, no. And I'm not medically inclined to answer that.
I just wonder.
I don't know, but I do kind of think, you know, I went through my second trimester and I craved things that were orange in color for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why she's got red hair.
That's it, 100%.
She's orange.
She is an orange child.
It's all the Cheetos and mac and cheese.
Those are some of her favorite things.
Yeah.
Totally is it. All right, that wraps up today's episode of the program. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an EPP, extra podcast person. You sign up to do that on our website at ghostpodcast.com. It's only $5 a month, or you can sign up for a full year and get a bunk bed bell and one of those months absolutely free. You can even do it through Patreon as well. Go month to month on there, $5 a month, or there's a $10 or $20 level with some extra perks there. And the link to get to that, it's all there, ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.